I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, Egypt's military is calling for an end to strikes and protests now that President Hosni Mubarak is gone. The demonstrations made headlines around the world, but in China, not so much. Censors there kept official coverage of the protests to a minimum. There's been a bit more since Mubarak left, mostly stressing how the Egyptian military is taking charge and restoring order. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports.
If you wanted to hear about Mubarak's Friday resignation on China's top state-run television channel, you had to wait until Saturday evening, and then 29 minutes into a 30-minute newscast, there was a 30-second item about the change of government. Not surprising, then, that these were some of the reactions to Egypt's successful protests from a few people in Beijing today. This 18-year-old student, Chang Xiang, says, "I didn't know anything was happening in Egypt. I don't watch the news. As a student, my duty is to study." A middle-aged professional woman barely breaks her stride. She says, "I heard something about it, but I don't really understand it. Ask an older person. I'm so busy, I don't even have time to watch the news when I get home." A 30-something IT businessman, Ma Yan, says he's up to speed on how Egyptian protesters brought down Mubarak.
I think it's good because it's a reflection of people's idea, and it means that the country is open-minded.
How open-minded do you think the government here is?
The Chinese government is also open-minded. I like our government.
He says without them, China wouldn't be doing so well. But there also wouldn't be heavy censorship or people imprisoned for what they say online or in the media. Just last week, a blind human rights lawyer, Chen Guangchang, and his wife were badly beaten at the behest of local officials for sending out a video showing they were under illegal house arrest. Then again, the internet and social media have opened up new spaces here. Many Chinese have been using them since Friday to cheer the Egyptian protesters' success. On the Chinese version of Twitter, one person said, "I'm so jealous of the Egyptian people. Why is it that their military doesn't open fire on their people?" Like the People's Liberation Army did around Tiananmen Square in 1989, killing hundreds. One of the demonstrators who joined those protests was a railway worker named Han Dongfang. He spent 4 years in prison before being exiled to Hong Kong.
"I'm happy for the Egyptians. They finally get what they want. But at the same time, regarding China, and the future, I certainly don't wish the same thing happen as 21 years ago."
And by that, he says, he means that gradual evolution toward democracy is better for China now, not disruptive protests. He thinks the change has already started. He founded the labor rights group China Labor Bulletin. He says now workers have the space to strike for their rights in a way they never could before. And, he says, civil society is strengthening in other ways, too.
"My impression is there are two different extremes happening in China. One is the corruption is worse than ever in our history. And in the same time, the internet is able to uncover a lot more of these dirty things, and the government from every level under huge pressure, and the pressure becoming bigger and bigger. So the government, in other words, they have to take some action in response."
Of course, he says, real democracy is more than that, and he thinks it will come, eventually. For now, he says, activists like him are engaged in a tough fight, nudging a stubborn system to be more open and more responsive. As more people do the nudging, he says, a bigger change will come. It won't come in 18 days, as it did in Egypt, but if it's real and if it lasts, it'll be worth the wait. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.